NPR. Cardiff Garcia, we've asked you to come into the studio today because there is a new member of Team Indicator.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You, of course, you know most of our team, our producers Darius Rafieyan and Lena Sansgiri.
Hello.
And our editor, Patty Hirsch.
Hi, Cardiff.
And this new mystery person about whom I was not consulted.
Yes, there is a new member of the team.
Okay.
So, Cardiff, you might remember in an interview earlier this week, you told economist Tim Harford that you thought a junk bond would be the perfect gift.
For Christmas, yes.
And so we called up our editor, Patty Hirsch, and said,
Santa Claus.
Hey, can we get Cardiff a junk bond?
And Santa said, has Cardiff been a good boy this year?
And we said, absolutely he has.
Good enough.
I'm at the edge of my seat, by the way.
I said, let's try it. Planet Money has a special little slush fund for things just like this, and it's just sitting there, gathering dust. Go for it.
All right.
But as it turns out, buying a junk bond is not that easy or that cheap.
But it is a season of giving, and so we all got together and made it happen.
And
yes!
So, Cardiff Garcia,
yes!
We would like to present you with a very special gift, our very own junk bond. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith.
And I'm Lena Sansgiri.
And I'm Patty Hirsch.
And I'm Darius Rafieyan.
And I am an extremely happy and genuinely surprised Cardiff Garcia. I'm not even totally sure this is legal or ethical, and I don't care. I don't care. I just want to see it.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Capital One, where you can open a savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. Support also comes from State Farm. Why do you need State Farm renter's insurance? Because it helps protect the stuff landlords don't, like your furniture that gets drenched by a broken pipe. State Farm renter's insurance. Find an agent or get a quote at statefarm.com.
Buying a junk bond.
We did not really know where to begin. So we called up one of our very favorite bond market experts, Marilyn Cohen. She is the founder of Envision Capital Management. Hi, how are you?
Top of the morning, it is. I'm doing good.
And we told her, we want to buy a junk bond.
She had some reservations.
That is a terrible idea. Terrible.
But why is it a bad idea? I mean, what is a junk bond?
A junk bond simply is a company that issues debt that is not investment grade.
Investment grade. So there are big ratings agencies that give companies grades based on their financial soundness.
So a company like Johnson & Johnson or Microsoft have a AAA credit rating. They're in good financial shape. If you lend them money, they will almost certainly pay you back. But not everyone gets a AAA. If a company is struggling, if lending the money is a bit risky, the company might get downgraded to a AA, a AA minus, or a BBB.
And there's a credit ratings threshold. And once you fall below that, your bonds, your debt, is classified as junk.
Junk. Marilyn says the official term, by the way, is high yield bond. The yield is the interest payment you get when you lend money to a company, when you invest in a bond. And when companies dip into junk territory, they are considered really risky to lend money to. Their bonds are seen as risky. So the company issuing those bonds has to offer really high yields, really high interest rates on those bonds to attract investors.
So normally the bond market is considered very safe and not very profitable.
The junk bond market is the exception to all this. It's risky and profitable. These are companies that are actually at risk of not paying investors back. Junk bonds just means like risky bonds. This is like lending money to your flaky roommate.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Right now, Marilyn says, the junk bond market is on fire. Corporate debt is at an all-time high. Interest rates have been low for so long that it's really cheap for companies to just borrow money for whatever reason. So they have been. For investors in bonds, this is not always great news because low interest rates mean you don't necessarily make much money on bonds. So more investors have been creeping into riskier bonds, hoping to make some money.
Like us.
Like us.
So we asked Marilyn how to buy a junk bond.
You'd have to set up a brokerage account and buy the bond, online.
I am opening up my Fidelity account.
So we roped in producer Darius Rafian. We said, hey, don't you have an online brokerage account? Want to help us get Cardiff a junk bond? Darius called Fidelity, and they told him high-yield bonds would be a little tricky to find.
He specifically said that they hide the high-yield bonds.
They do?
Like, they don't hide them. They make it... You have to go searching for them because they don't want people to see these huge yields and be like, well, bonds are safe, and if this is paying 146% interest, like, why wouldn't I just do that? So to Fidelity's credit, they make it difficult to make bad decisions.
Okay. It's very funny. That makes sense.
But we are determined to make
bad decisions. Oh, we are going
to
make some bad decisions.
We're here to make a bad decision, so.
Looking at corporate high yield.
Now we're in
business. There's currently 1,264 bonds available.
Of the junk variety.
So first one on the list, Ford Motor. Ford Motor.
They're junk bonds? Status? High yield?
So this one, it costs $1,000 for one of them.
Okay, that's probably over
our budget. And you have to buy
budget.
A minimum of 200.
That's a little rich
so
for our
So if you have
blood.
$200,000, you
okay,
can get these bonds.
Can we organize by like lowest
yes,
to highest
so let's,
price?
Let's do by lowest price. All right, so here's a bond issued by a company called Hornbeck Offshore Services.
Offshore Services oil?
I assume it's oil, right?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
So just to show you how cheap and junky this bond is, if that actually gets to maturity, which seems not likely, these bonds yield 146.7%.
Okay.
To put that in perspective.
And over what period?
Over
a year?
Yeah, like a year and change from now. To give you a frame of reference, a 12-month treasury is yielding 1.5%. So 1.5% versus 146%.
Nice. Okay. I mean, you know, there's like a good side to junk.
Good yield for sure. So these bonds are $286.50.
Okay.
And
okay.
A minimum of 2 months, yes.
So that would be $600.
Yeah, just a little under $600.
That's the cheapest one.
Yeah. I think that the bond industry might be for rich people.
It's looking this way.
It's
I feel like we could buy stocks for way less. I know
right.
we could.
Yeah,
buy
we could buy penny stocks.
We could buy penny stocks, but it looks like we're
going with Hornbeck.
Looks like we're going offshore.
Yeah,
we got the order all lined up.
Okay, so what does it say? Let's read it off.
So we got two bonds from Hornbeck Offshore Services. Maturity date March 1st, 2021. It's going to cost us $612.28.
Okay.
All right. So
okay.
I'm hovering
okay.
over it.
Here we go.
Place order. Processing. Thank you. Your order has been placed.
Woo! All right. We are the we own a junk bond. I don't know. How do you feel?
I'm getting a little bit of a rush. I've never bought a bond before.
Me neither.
We bought two, not even one.
We have
one.
Two bonds. I know. And we okay. need. I feel like we need to name this bond.
So, let's see, a company called Hornbeck Offshore Services. Ooh, Becky.
Oh, I like Becky.
Becky with the good yield. You better call
Becky with the good hair. Becky with the good yield. So
we've
good.
Got that high junk grade yield. Becky with the good yield.
Becky with the good yield. Okay, well, we are the proud new owners of a bond for Hornbeck Offshore Services, and... Now, just one thing is left. We have to
give it to Cardiff.
We have to give it to Cardiff.
Okay, so you've handed me, Stacey, this this blue folder, all right?
Yes.
It's got bows on it. I'm going to rip these off.
Yeah,
this is our junk bond.
These off.
This is a packet of information about the bond and articles about the company.
And also, because it is an oil drilling company, fossil fuels, oil, we decided that Becky would best be represented as a dinosaur. Because oil comes from dinosaurs, fossil fuels. So here is Becky, the little pink dinosaur. Becky with the good yield.
So Team Indicator owns a junk bond. Two junk bonds.
Christmas did indeed come early.
So here. What do you think of your gift?
Very exciting, guys.
So you like it?
Yes. It's awesome.
So, Cardiff, how's it feel to be in the junk business?
It's about time. All right? About time.
This episode of The Indicator is produced by Darius Rafian. Our intern is Nadia Lewis. Our editor is Patty Hirsch. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.